You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. The shabby brutalism of Singapore's Golden Mile complex and adjoining Golden Mile Tower don't fit with the city's squeaky clean glass and steel vernacular. Monocle's Ziana Zulkifli asks how the pair have survived in a place that's famously unsentimental about demolishing the old to make way for the new.
Driving along Nickel Highway, the road running to the east of Singapore's shiny central business district, most of the buildings you pass are the kind of ultra-modern towers that typify the city skyline. But standing out in the midst of this glass and steel forest are the Golden Mile complex and adjoining Golden Mile Tower. Their brutalist vernacular clashes hard against the city's image of constant squeaky clean progress. Looking at the complex's shabby exterior, you have to wonder how it survived in a city famously unsentimental about demolishing the old to make way for the new. What's the secret of the Golden Mile complex's longevity? Its story begins in the 1960s. Newly independent Singapore was developing fast, but overcrowding and poor housing afflicted its downtown core. To alleviate this, the government proposed the Golden Mile complex as a mixed-use megastructure on the island's southern coast, a 16-floor residential and commercial edifice at the vanguard of high-density urban design. Completed in 1973, the complex was a vertical city encompassing 68 sea-view residential units and over 600 shops and offices. What's more, its unique stepped-back terrace design provided natural ventilation and unobstructed views, winning international plaudits for local design firm Design Partnership, now DP Architects. But within two decades, poor management and virtually no maintenance left this grand structure in a state of decay. By the 1990s, fights, fires, and a reputation as the home of Singapore's filthiest public loos had turned the Golden Mile complex into what one member of parliament called a vertical slum. At this point in the story, you might expect the building to fall into prolonged dereliction or be swept aside to make room for a more palatable development. But multiple threats to demolish the site early in the new millennium were met by opposition from local architects and the public. Why were Singaporeans spoilt for choice when it came to malls and public housing blocks, defending a grotty development way past its prime? In the 1980s, maintenance woes drove out most of the businesses in the complex. Those left behind were mainly small tour operators specializing in bus rides to neighboring Malaysia and Thailand. As the sole pit stop for Thai businesses and laborers passing through Singapore, it was only natural that Thai eateries and provision stores soon set up shop to take advantage of a ready client base. Soon, authentic Thai food outlets rubbed shoulders with thumping Thai discos and remittance offices. It became the heart of a thriving, loyal diaspora that lent the Golden Mile complex a new lease of life. And despite its sometimes unsavory reputation, Singaporeans came to value their own colourful, little Thailand. It provides a welcome alternative to the cookie-cutter malls that predominate on the rest of the island and is an expression of the multicultural population. It's also the only place in Singapore you can pick up clay cake, authentic $2-a-bag Thai-fried banana fritters. The complex continues to develop, attracting new, young clients. In the adjacent Golden Mile Tower, you can find The Projector, one of Singapore's latest cultural hotspots. Opened in 2014, the independent cinema is a revival of the iconic Golden Theatre that used to occupy the same site. Crowds flocked to its screens to catch popular Mandarin films in the 70s and 80s and Bollywood blockbusters in the 90s. Now, thanks to a partnership between developers Pocket Projects and local architects Farm, Singaporeans will once again be able to enjoy movies on the historic site. In a city where tearing down the old to make way for the new is the norm, the Golden Mile complex and adjoining tower are unlikely champions of a different approach to architecture. The reinvigoration and reinvention of old and forgotten buildings through grassroots activity and canny development. I hope that the complex's continued, stubborn presence in the cityscape demonstrates a young society growing in its appreciation for historic architecture.
Our inordinate thanks there to Monocle's Ziana Zulkifli for that report on the brutalist survivor that is the Golden Mile Complex and Golden Mile Tower in Singapore. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can always listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast anytime. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine.